Hey, whoa, 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 hey. You are now tuned in to the Aesthetically Intelligent Podcast. We are your host, Kayon.
And Victoria.
And you're now tuned in to the prettiest.
We are winding down after a nice long day. We're just going to get right into it.
I think we should start by just telling them about who we are.
Yeah.
If you want to go first.
Well, I'm Victoria, obviously, from a little itty-bitty town called Lima, Ohio. Suburban Ohio. If you're not from there, you don't know what I'm talking about. Very much a small-town girl, small-town person until I came out here to this lovely, beautiful, grimy city that I've grown to love, Memphis.
All right. And I'm from right here in the city of Memphis, of course. I was born and raised in a small little neighborhood called Orange Mound. Low poverty, a lot of violence, not a lot of positive things going on. But I was just a gentleman who had great aspirations to just, you know, be all I could be.
And just be different.
100%.
Set yourself apart.
100%. But now we've grown into just wholesome people. As I would say,
I guess. But you know, maybe I think it'd be a good thing to kind of backtrack a little bit. We actually met
working
3 or 4 years ago. We worked together, so you know, we met working together. So everything that we do in business and just in personal life, it just ended up being together.
Right.
So I think we meshed everything in well.
I think for the first time, I feel like I met someone like on a friendship level that I was immediately in sync with.
Mm-hmm.
Like that doesn't happen all the time.
But also a lot of the things that I possess, you don't, and vice versa. A lot of the things that you know, I don't. And so we really just compliment each other. We're like, you really give me a lot of my street smarts.
Right.
You really put me up on game. And I was telling somebody this on the phone today. I was like, my best friend, he really just... I said, a dude can't approach me a certain kind of way because my best friend has put me up on game.
I'm going to put you down.
I'm too up on game.
I'm going to put you right down.
Any kind of way.
For sure. But yeah, we just developed a friendship about three, like you said, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's one that a lot of people just don't understand. Of course, I get the question about, you know, is that your girlfriend or are y'all dating? No. Let's cut to
your
the chase.
Family asked me that when I pulled up.
Oh yeah, it's weird. Yeah, for sure. But we just want to set that straight. But definitely a intimate friendship for sure.
Yeah,
but not a romantic one, just to be clear.
So it is possible, just for the record.
For sure. But we are definitely excited that you guys tune in today. It means a lot to us. But basically, we wanted to just develop a platform where we can kind of talk about our endeavors. We're here to be real. We're here to talk about...
Yeah, this is uncensored. So let's just start there. We're going to say that from day one. 100%.
And we're here to talk about the highlights as well as the failures. We don't want the perception to be that we're perfect. We are figuring out life just like all the other millennials, and we learn as we go.
Right. And we're really just here, you know, I'm really into makeup and fashion, makeup and hair being my number one passion at this moment in life right now. 'Cause you know, those things do change as life goes on. But you know, we're here, you know, not only just for self-promotion, but also for other people to come forward and, you know, self-promote, you know, use it as a platform, because that's what podcast is at this point. But yeah, just to promote those things and also to talk about just to chop it up, just gossip and just talk about what's going on in the world with celebrities, what versus battle is coming up, just anything.
Yeah, just the whole pop culture. But we really came up with this thing just as a highlight to our daily conversations. Yes. This is really how we chop it up on the phone.
We really do. I call you for advice. It's more so me calling you, but I call you for advice. You call me for advice. There's things that I know that you don't.
Right. You know a lot of things that I don't know, and I'm internally grateful for that, for sure.
You call me about at least one thing every day.
I got something to ask you every day. Every you single got day. Fun. Every single day. But we thought it'd be great for us, because we do discuss some interesting topics daily,
right?
Like they normally all over the place, from the best wing spot to how should I approach this girl or
this situation.
Yeah, it's
or
just
we've gotten into some deeper conversations. Like we've talked about, like, why are we still single? Because, like, I'm 27, you're 29, right?
29, yeah.
So, like, we getting up there. Like, we getting to the age where we're ready to, like, start looking at, okay, do I want to get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or do I want to have a family? We've even gotten into very, very deep conversations about why it is, like, what traumas are causing us to still be in situations that we're in as far as being single still. So,
right,
you know, and it gets deep.
I think we talked about that recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you thought it was comical that I'm just, you know, I like to do all of the boyfriend things with the women that I talk to, but I get very nervous when they ask. Yes. Don't ask me to be a boyfriend. Like, I got a 3-hour conversation for you every night. I don't mind. I actually like going out on dates, but I get very nervous. Like, don't ask me to be a man.
You want to do all the boyfriend stuff, but you do not want to be a boyfriend.
But I really got to do some searching and figure out, like, what that is.
I mean, I really think I should have been a psychologist, because sometimes I be knowing, like, I know what your issue is. I don't really know how to tell you how to fix it or cope with it, but I be knowing what people's, you know, what it is, but I can't fix my own. It's strange about people that are empathic like that, that can kind of help you solve. They help other people navigate their life's issues, but they can never solve their own. Right. Like, I can tell everybody what they need to do in life, but I can't do it for myself.
Right. Well, I guess
I'm upside down.
I guess that's what friends are for.
Yeah.
But I guess one of my resolutions for 21 is to, you know, get to the bottom of that, because I would like to have a girlfriend.
Ooh, Lord, don't say that. Don't do that on here.
Why do you say that?
Ooh, Kaya.
Why do you say that?
Them girls gonna be in your inbox tonight. As soon as this drop.
Well, they already there.
I heard you looking for a girlfriend. You said it on the podcast.
But we really appreciate you guys tuning in. But just to kind of backtrack, we're just here to kind of just express our thoughts.
Right. And there's a lot more to come. We have specific topics that we're going to target here soon. We also want to, we genuinely feel like we can't give anything to this if we don't live and we don't experience different things. So we can't tell you what's going on in Memphis and what's going on with this celebrity, that celebrity, if we don't do our research and our due diligence. So we're going to be doing a lot of that too. Make sure you follow our Instagram. It's aesthetically.intelligent. We're going to be posting just different things and, you know, trying to incorporate different parts of the city and just different things that we're doing, different things that are popular, getting opinions, putting feelers out there, because a lot of this is going to be based on feedback as well.
100%. So we're definitely appreciate your engagement, whether it's through the DM or we're gonna post our emails to on the page bio as well,
right?
So you know, feedback or questions or whatever it is that we could answer, please send them to us. That's what we're here for.
And I also want to be very clear about, I just want to let y'all know what we're about and what this is going to be about. This is all about just elevating yourself in life. It's all about high vibrations, you know, good energy, finding the good things, because I feel like Memphis gets a really bad rap. And this show is not just, or this podcast is not just all about Memphis, but a lot of, like, Memphis as a whole gets a bad rap for just being this terrible city, unsafe, you know, all this crime, violence, this, this. There's a lot of really good things going on here. And 100%. There's a lot of good things that you can be doing here. Like, there's a lot of potential in Memphis. And all Memphis has to do is just put some money, invest some money into itself. Like, if the people that live here can elevate themselves and just get into the mode of, you know, making this shit look nice for us, Memphis is going to be up. And it's already happening. I can see it happening now.
I can feel it as well. And another thing that I appreciate too is a lot of people that were moving away, whether it was for college or
they're coming back
to Memphis. So Memphis, it's getting its people mm-hmm. back. And I feel like that's great for the city.
Sometimes you have to go away to appreciate it too.
Right. You don't know what you're missing.
Because, you know, I had to leave and go to Nashville for a year to kind of get that. Okay. Like Memphis is cool. Like, I honestly like Memphis more than Nashville.
There's nothing like Memphis.
Yeah. It's got its own flavor. It's its own country.
100%.
But yeah, I love it. We got more to come. We got more episodes to come. This is just an intro to kind of let you guys know who we are. We're going to be talking about everything, makeup, fashion. We've got events coming up in this summer. We're going to be talking about, I'm the self-proclaimed bad bitch on a budget. I'm going to be, you know, letting you know what's the best finds for your, you know, the best bang for your buck, you know, cause I like to dress and do makeup and this, that, and the other, but I'm not spending a whole lot of money. Like, I like to hold my own money. So,
I wish I could say the same. Maybe you can teach me that, because I spend a shit ton.
Yeah, Kayon's a little bit more on the frivolous side, and I'm more on the frugal side, which is interesting because we grew up opposite.
It's a balance. It's
very backwards. Everything's very backwards. It's very upside down. But I promise you guys, if you stay along for this ride, you're gonna enjoy it. Because this is just episode one.
Absolutely. But that concludes our introduction. Again, we want to thank you guys for listening and tuning in, and stay tuned. Peace.
All right, y'all.